Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today, we will unlock the book Power vs. Force by David R. Hawkins. Throughout history, humans have been in search of power. There is an innate desire within us to possess authority and control, to be able to influence others and shape the world around us. We strive for power in various aspects of our lives, be it personal relationships, professional endeavors, or even in the realm of spirituality. But the question that looms large is this: what truly differentiates power from force? In his groundbreaking book, Power vs. Force, David R. Hawkins delves deep into this fundamental distinction, unraveling the intricate dynamics that govern our power struggles and shedding light on the transformative potential that lies within us all. With a unique blend of scientific rigor and spiritual insight, Hawkins provides a comprehensive exploration of power and force, unraveling their underlying energies and unveiling the profound implications of our choices. To truly grasp the essence of power, Hawkins takes us on a fascinating journey into the realm of consciousness. He introduces us to the concept of the map of consciousness, a tool he developed through extensive research, which reveals the vibrational frequencies at which we operate. At the lowest end of this spectrum lies force, characterized by aggression, coercion, and fear. It is a state in which our actions are driven by a need to overpower others, leading to an endless cycle of conflict and suffering. In contrast, power exists on a higher frequency, emanating from a place of inner strength and authenticity. It is not about dominating others, but rather about inspiring and uplifting them. It is the ability to lead with integrity, empathy, and compassion, fostering harmony and growth in our relationships and communities. Hawkins outlines how power is rooted in qualities such as courage, wisdom, and love, and reflects upon how individuals who embody these virtues can create lasting positive change in the world. To illustrate the transformative power of this distinction, let us consider a real-life example. Imagine a corporate environment where a fierce battle for leadership ensues. Two individuals, John and Sarah, both highly ambitious and competitive, are vying for the coveted position of CEO. John, motivated by fear and a desperate need for control, resorts to forceful tactics. He manipulates his colleagues, undermines their work, and instigates a culture of fear and mistrust. His thirst for power is insatiable, leaving a trail of animosity and resentment in his wake. On the other hand, we have Sarah, who embodies true power. She leads with authenticity, treating her colleagues with respect and kindness. Rather than engaging in cutthroat strategies, she promotes collaboration and encourages innovation. Sarah's leadership style not only inspires her team, but also fosters a sense of empowerment, enabling others to flourish in their roles. As the battle for leadership unfolds, it becomes evident that while John may gain temporary control through force, his reign is short-lived and characterized by instability and dissatisfaction. Conversely, Sarah's power radiates from within, leaving a positive impact on the entire organization. Her leadership is not only effective but also uplifting, attracting talented individuals and fostering a culture of trust and growth. This captivating example demonstrates the stark contrast between power and force, driving home the crucial message conveyed by Hawkins in Power vs. Force. By understanding and aligning with the principles of power, we can create a profound shift in our lives and the world at large. Through conscious choices rooted in love and compassion, we can transcend the realms of force and tap into an infinite wellspring of transformation and possibility. In the forthcoming full summary of Power vs. Force, we will explore Hawkins' in-depth analysis of power dynamics, his enlightening insights into consciousness, and the practical tools he offers to navigate this profound dichotomy. Join us as we embark on a journey of self-discovery, unraveling the intricate web of power and force, and unlocking our highest potential. We will be covering the three most important key ideas from this book in the following text. 1. Power, derived from integrity and truth, is sustainable and has a positive impact, while force, driven by fear and manipulation, is temporary and creates negative consequences. 2. Our levels of consciousness significantly influence the quality of our lives, relationships, and ability to make meaningful contributions to the world. 3. By aligning ourselves with higher levels of consciousness, we can transcend the limitations of force and tap into our true power to create positive change. In their personal lives, individuals can apply this understanding of power versus force by examining their relationships. When someone operates from a place of power, they prioritize honesty, vulnerability, and mutual respect in their interactions. They understand that true power lies in authenticity and the willingness to understand and connect with others on a deeper level. In contrast, individuals who rely on force seek to control and manipulate others to fulfill their own desires and agendas. They may use fear, coercion, or emotional manipulation to get their way, but these tactics ultimately damage relationships and erode trust. For example, let's consider a romantic relationship. In a healthy partnership, both individuals communicate openly and honestly with each other. They make decisions together, taking into account each other's needs and desires. By creating an environment of trust and mutual respect, they strengthen their bond and foster a deep connection. This power-based relationship allows for growth, support, and long-lasting happiness. In contrast, imagine a relationship where one partner uses force to control and manipulate the other. They may belittle their partner, dismiss their opinions, and impose their will without regard for the other person's feelings or needs. This forceful approach creates a toxic dynamic where the controlled partner feels suffocated, powerless, and unheard. The relationship becomes strained, and eventually, the manipulated partner may experience emotional and psychological trauma. This example highlights the destructive nature of force and the harm it can bring to personal relationships. In the professional realm, individuals can also apply the concept of power versus force in their leadership styles. A leader who embodies power understands that their strength lies in empowering others, fostering a collaborative environment, and encouraging the growth and development of their team members. They prioritize effective communication, active listening, and fairness, creating a work environment where employees feel valued and supported. This power-based leadership style leads to higher employee satisfaction, increased productivity, and a positive organizational culture. On the other hand, a leader who relies on force utilizes fear, manipulation, and control to manage their team. They may impose strict rules, punish mistakes harshly, and create a culture of competition and backstabbing. This forceful approach may produce short-term results, but it leads to high turnover, decreased morale, and an unhealthy work environment. Employees become disengaged, unproductive, and may even engage in unethical behavior to protect themselves. Ultimately, the leader's forceful tactics harm both the individuals within the organization and the organization itself. By understanding the distinction between power and force, individuals have the opportunity to reflect on their actions and choices. They can consciously choose power, operating from a place of integrity, truth, and authenticity. This choice leads to sustainable, positive outcomes in personal relationships, professional environments, and all aspects of life. Through embodying power, individuals can create a brighter and more harmonious future for themselves and those around them.